Wikipedia.
Today is Monday, June 10th, 2024. Welcome to a new Wikipedia episode. Today's episode is based on the Wikipedia article, Marasmius rotula. As always, the podcast is generated and read by an AI. Have fun listening.
Welcome to another episode of Wikipedia, where we venture deep into Wikipedia's vast repository to explore hidden gems and fascinating topics. Today, we'll be uncovering the secrets behind a tiny yet intriguing organism, Marasmius rotula, a remarkable mushroom known for its unique appearance and ecological role. Marasmius rotula, also fondly called the pinwheel mushroom or the little wheel, is a saprobic fungi that plays a critical role in our ecosystem. Let's dive into what makes this little marvel so special. First things first, what does Marasmius rotula look like? Picture this, a delicate, glossy white cap adorned with a tiny central bump, radiating outwards like the spokes of a delicate wheel. The central cap measures just about 2 to 15 millimeters in diameter, making it a dainty inhabitant of the forest floor. These mushrooms can be often spotted after rain, sprouting from fallen twigs, leaves, and other decaying plant matter. Now, before we dive deeper, let's ask ourselves, how often do we consider the small, seemingly inconsequential details of our surroundings? Think about the last time you took a walk in a forest, or even through a local park. Did you stop to look at the mushrooms or fungi growing in the damp spots? How often do we overlook these tiny organisms that play crucial roles in our ecosystems? Marasmius rotula is one of those little heroes quietly working away to recycle nutrients back into the soil. So let's give it the attention it deserves. This species mainly inhabits deciduous forests across Europe and North America, but it's not exclusive to these regions. Wherever there's suitable decaying organic matter, these mushrooms are ready to do their job. Ecologically, Marasmius rotula is saprobic, meaning it decomposes dead organic material. This decomposition process is essential for forest health. It breaks down complex organic compounds into simpler forms, releasing nutrients that plants can readily absorb. Essentially, without saprobic fungi like Marasmius rotula, our forests would be overrun with undecomposed plant litter, hindering new growth and disrupting the balance of the ecosystem. Interestingly, Marasmius rotula belongs to the Marasmiaceae family. What's unique about this family of fungi is their incredible resilience. Even after drying out completely, many of these mushrooms can rehydrate and return to an active state when moisture levels improve. This trait is particularly fascinating. Imagine being dormant and then springing back to life when conditions are right. So next time you see a dried out mushroom, take a second and think about this incredible ability to spring back to life after a rain. Another fascinating aspect of Marasmius rotula is its spores. Spores are the fungal equivalent of seeds, responsible for reproduction and dispersal. The spores of Marasmius rotula are white and elliptical, disseminating through the air when conditions are perfect. With their lightweight nature, they can travel significant distances, contributing to the spread and colonization of new areas. Imagine the spores as little adventurers, ready to embark on a journey through the air, hoping to land on a perfect spot to grow and contribute to the ecosystem once more. Marasmius rotula doesn't just intrigue biologists and mycologists, it also has a role in medicine and research. Though not as prominently studied as some other fungi, members of the Marasmiaceae family have shown potential in various biomedical applications. For example, bioactive compounds found in some species exhibit antibacterial and antifungal properties, opening possibilities for developing new treatments. While Marasmius rotula itself hasn't been spotlighted for medical use, the family's potential highlights the importance of conserving all fungal species, as unknown benefits might be lurking, waiting for discovery. Let's pivot for a moment. Have you ever wondered what historical impact fungi might have had? In various cultures, mushrooms have been used not just for food, but for their supposed mystical and medicinal properties. While Marasmius rotula might not have a starring role in folklore or traditional medicine, it's still a testament to the incredible diversity and potential found in the fungal kingdom. Moreover, mushrooms like Marasmius rotula often contribute to our understanding of biodiversity and environmental health. Fungi, including our pinwheel mushroom, serve as bioindicators. Their presence or absence can offer critical information about the health of an ecosystem. For instance, a decline in fungal diversity might indicate underlying issues such as pollution or habitat loss. Thus, monitoring species like Marasmius rotula can provide valuable insights for conservation efforts. Now let's get a little personal. Ever wondered about how fungi and mushrooms influence our day-to-day life, even if indirectly? Think about the nutritious mushrooms we consume as part of our diet, or those that play a role in research for developing antibiotics like penicillin. Next time you enjoy a mushroom dish, remember the unseen relatives of those mushrooms, like Marasmius rotula, working silently in the forest, playing their part in the grand ecological concert. Moving on, let's consider the artistic inspiration fungi can provide. Artists and photographers often find mushrooms to be compelling subjects due to their diverse shapes, colors, and textures. Marasmius rotula, with its elegant wheel-like cap, could inspire abstract art, emphasizing symmetry and delicate forms. Have you ever captured the intricate beauty of mushrooms on a nature walk? If not, perhaps this tiny fungus could be your next muse. For the mycologists and nature enthusiasts among you, perhaps there's a call to action here. If you're ever out exploring, consider taking a moment to document the fungi you encounter. Citizen science projects benefit significantly from contributions by amateur mycologists and nature lovers. By photographing and recording the locations of species like Marasmius rotula, you can help scientists track biodiversity and ecological changes. Finally, let's ponder over how learning about species like Marasmius rotula can shift our perspective. It reminds us of the interconnectedness of all life forms. Every organism, no matter how small, has a role to play in the circle of life. By understanding and appreciating these roles, we cultivate a deeper respect for nature, driving home the importance of conservation and mindful interaction with our environment. So next time you're out in nature, take a moment to look down to notice the little things like Marasmius rotula. Contemplate their roles and contributions, however minute they may seem. Perhaps there's a broader lesson here about appreciating the unnoticed details in our everyday lives and understanding the invisible threads that weave together the tapestry of life. That's all for today's deep dive into the world of Marasmius rotula on Wikipedia. Remember to keep your curiosity alive, as there is always more to learn and discover. Until next time, keep exploring and appreciating the wonders of our natural world.
That was the Wikipedia podcast for the article of the day, Marasmius rotula. Thanks for listening. See you next time.